I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After months of heavy rain, a dam burst in Soleil, Kenya earlier this month. Joel Masharia is the Kenya Country Director for Compassion International.
So many people are marooned by the floods. And by the time the whole flood water was passing, 48 people were dead. And so many of them were injured.
So Compassion is helping with immediate aid as well as with long-term building. And you can join them. Head to our website to learn more. Next, summer's just around the corner, which means kids are about to get a lot more free time. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids thinks that some of that time should be spent in the Bible. And that's where the Word with Zach summer reading program comes in.
We're wanting to fight biblical illiteracy through the summer months by encouraging our kids and families to read our devotional books all summer long.
You can join the Word with Zach program today. Not only will you spend time in the Bible every day, but Keys for Kids is offering prizes as incentives along the way. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And misconceptions about the deaf and sign languages can affect how well the church can reach deaf people with the Great Commission. Beth Gray with Deaf Bible Society says one misconception is that sign language in a country is similar to the spoken language. But, for example, English and American Sign Language are actually totally different with their own grammar rules and structures.
This has an impact on how we have to see our responsibility as Christians to see the gospel taken to all language groups.
You can come alongside this ministry and help get the gospel to the deaf through links at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.